This is the Business of Apps podcast, bringing you actionable insights from the leaders of the global app industry and the world's fastest growing apps. You can find more app news, data and analysis over at businessofapps.com.
Welcome to the Business of Apps podcast. On this show, we invite app industry professionals to cover various topics. We promise to do our best to keep it both insightful but brief. In this episode, we have a returning guest, Jason Smith, VP of Sales UK and Europe at MoEngage. Jason, welcome back to the Business of Apps podcast.
Thank you, Art. Pleasure to be here.
Okay, thank you for coming. How's it going?
Very good. Busy, but that's the same every day. We like it.
Gotcha. All right. Now, when you're a mobile app marketer, holidays mean a bit more than just a few days to spend more time with your friends and family and have a chance to escape thoughts about work. In fact, I'm sorry to say, but for the thoughts, it's the opposite. Every app marketer and marketer in general for that matter knows that holidays is the time where you can get more traction for your app, more traffic, and more sales. In this episode, we have Jason to give us hints and tricks for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. We're all moving in time to, and we will get there on November 25th and 28th, respectively. But first, let's kick off this episode with talking a little bit about you, James. As more and more people are joining the podcast audience on a daily basis, and for the sake of folks who didn't listen to the episode we did with you in February, tell us about yourself a little bit.
Yeah, my name's Jason Smith. I run everything commercial at MoEngage across the UK and Europe. Been in MarTech for too many years than I like to count. So somewhere about 20, 25 years. Strange enough, started off as a data software engineer, but more interested on the commercial application of what things did as opposed to how to build them. There was always better coders out there than me.
All right, I see. Now let's introduce people to MoEngage quickly. What do you guys do?
Yeah, MoEngage is an insight-led customer engagement platform. Now, what that is in sort of kind of simplistic terms is we use intelligence and leveraging things like machine learning and AI to drive the best customer engagement possible in the market space. So what we do is we put the customer at the center of the communication strategy and understand what the best particular product recommendation is, the best content, the best message, or the best channel to resonate with your particular customer. To understand the customer's insights, behavior-based, rather than just the transactional, I'm a customer, not a customer, being acquired, known, unknown, types of things there as well. So this really kind of helps marketeers to really put some intelligence around what they're doing without relying heavily on the BI team, you know, in the dark room in the corner of the building somewhere, or heavy reliance on IT. So it's a platform that really puts marketers and the tools and ability to execute things in their hands.
So you're empowering app marketers, giving them the tools they need and free up their mind for creativity and supporting with the tools they need to be effective.
Absolutely.
Okay, before covering two holidays specifically, let's define two seasonal promotion as a notion. And let's see if we can make the case that it's more than just putting some Santa and snow on holiday on Xmas and spiders web and stuff on Halloween. I believe it's a bit more than just that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think from a holiday season as well, I mean, we've got multiple now. We've got multiple periods. We've got Christmas, we've got Halloween, we've got Mother's Day, Father's Day. We've got all these different things now which are becoming far more popular. You know, Halloween now is far more popular than it used to be from the spend. So it's very much to understand of each particular strategy and also understand the outcome. So Christmas is far more about present giving and gifts as opposed to traditional Black Friday sales. It tends to be more impulsive things that you want to buy for yourself. So it's understanding those different strategies and understanding not one size fits all, and to really understand that kind of aspect of it. So that's what we try and sort of kind of educate our customers, try and understand it's not just an event, it's just not a sale. It's, you know, there's a strategic plan before and also after, whether you're looking to attract new customers that you want to retain, or whether it's a way to reward existing very faithful customers during those particular periods as well, or a combination of just re-engagement strategy. So there's a bit of a science behind it.
Yeah, so you have to make sure you understand how relevant your product or service will be on that specific occasion to the people you're giving a message about your brand or service. And let's not forget, we may go international with your app, and you know, different countries have their own holidays. So if you want to go to China, you better really get a really good grasp on what holidays are popular in China, on top of, you know, probably in some capacity have Halloween as we do, but there are definitely holidays that are not, they're specific to China or specific to Korea or Germany or any other country you're going with your app to. So the same rule applies. You have to understand what will be relevant, how you should approach people, because it may backfire on your brand if you be clumsy with presenting your brand to that audience, right?
Exactly. You need to be sensitive to different, many cultures, many religions, and also different types of customers, within that. It's not, as I said to you, it's not one size fits all. It's a strategic approach around very sophisticated segmentation, very sophisticated product messaging, and also offer messaging as well. You know, as I said, you don't have to, you know, not everything has to be a 50% sale. You know, there can be a combination across a blanket. There can be different approaches. Some people need different discounts for things in sale, respectively, as well as the emotional part of, you know, that particular sort of sale period or that particular purchase period.
Want to improve your app marketing skills? Know how to fight back mobile fraud? Or how to launch an influencer marketing campaign? You've got it all at the Business of Apps Insights. Opinion, how-tos, thought leadership, and analysis from global app and social media industry. Visit our Insights section at businessofapps.com/insights/podcast. And now, back to the show. Right. What brands and marketers should know specifically about Black Friday as the opportunity they get late November to increase revenue their app generates? What type of marketing techniques do work and what do not really?
Good question. I think we've moved away. So when we look at Black Friday, we know the size of pot is huge because a lot of buyers invest a huge percentage of their yearly spend in these particular periods. So we know the opportunity pot is massive. What people don't think to understand is, A, to get prepared for it. I mean, I did a webinar yesterday and we did a poll of who was actually ready for peak season sales from a maturity of between 0 and 5, 5 being most mature and 0 not being prepared at all. Nearly all the 100 participants in it from Ecom rated themselves over 2 or 3. And bear in mind, we're halfway through September and it's not very far away. That's slightly worrying, if not concerning. So I think, you know, building that plan can never be too soon. So it's also building a sort of channel strategy as well as a communication strategy. So understanding, for example, which part of the segments, which are the ones we're going to drive and engage on the app, which ones we just, what we're going to send out of email communication side, and also make sure that it's synced between the two. So it's, and I think that's an important thing that most people place. And also the classic thing at sale, not to annoy customers, you know, don't push an offer to somebody that's just bought it a month before at full price. You know, let's move away. Let's think about how not to annoy customers as well. So it's that very much segmented cohort type of approach. And linking those cohorts and segments to channel strategies as well. So that's the way it really works. That's where I see campaigns and seasonal seasonal campaigns particularly do really, really well. And understand, you know, that you want to take certain people out of it and, you know, drive certain discounts for different things as well, within that as well.
Right. And remember that if you're doing this on an annual basis and you do want to try something new this year, you need extra time for planning. So planning in advance is always a great idea. And please do not plan everything for your Black Friday or any holiday for that matter campaigning on the last week. It's going to be a disaster.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, and this is the first cyber sale thing post-pandemic, you know. So, you know, we're in uncharted territory. You know, we've got a lot of pent-up appetite sort of there around sale. You know, we've got some uncertainty in some markets, financial markets around the world. And, you know, and people are looking for value, you know. You know, one of our customers is, you know, they issued a nice wish list to get people planning of what they wanted for cyber, so, you know, cyber holidays. So they're getting their customers to go online and do wish lists for sale. And that can then, they can look at those wish lists and understand which particular products they put in sale and what discounts. So being very strategic about how they're even approaching it from an app-based perspective. So it's, you know, I said, you can never start too soon. But yeah, definitely if you're a one or two or three mid-September, and, you know, peak's not too far away, I would certainly say step up your game.
Right. Now, there used to be a time when Black Friday was the only opportunity for app marketers in November. These days, Cyber Monday always follows. What does work for Cyber Monday marketing?
Yeah, I mean, it's... sell periods used to be a day, as you said. I mean, you know, going back in, you know, when we were just bricks and mortar, there used to be a big sign that goes in the window, 50% off today. You know, then we moved to websites, then we moved to, and then the whole digital first business. All we know is that digital is becoming the large chunk of the sales shopping capacity. You know, when it's not just one day now, you know, there's lots of sales that go on for a week, 2 weeks, several weeks perspective. You know, a lot of people have their campaigns ready, and then they look at their competitors, and if they jump quickly, they also jump to try and, you know, make sure they don't lose out. So I think from all those areas, it's, you know, it's understanding that particular purchase cycle. You know, is it something very compelling for 24 hours, or is it something sort of slow, sustained over a longer period of time? And that's kind of back to the planning strategy as well. You know, are you looking to shift products that are end of line, end of season, or is it just to drive new, you know, customer acquisition, to drive new customers in? So all these kind of variants around these cohorts and segments that we've been talking about earlier require all different strategies, and even different strategies for each day, whether it's just a Monday, or whether it's just a Friday, or it's over a week.
Right, and there's kind of a different mindset of customers on Friday evening. It's one thing, it's completely another thing on the Monday.
Absolutely.
So people are in a different mindset. They may not be that relaxed and more probably like, I know that Cyber Monday kind of passed in the volume of sales of Black Friday, or at least for the last couple of years, because, you know, there's more opportunity to buy something online because it's not, it doesn't require you to go to many places at the same time. And and plus, I think it's a bit easier for app marketer than, you know, let's say for a company like Apple, when you're placing order on one day and you have to ship the order on the other. With the app, you just, you know, you're just tapping on the screen. But when you're placing, when you're selling something online, your e-commerce shop sells something you're has to deliver later, you better be ready not to, you know, let down your customers. The order they're placing, you have to, you know, keep the promise and deliver in time. So prepare your delivery capacity as well for Cyber Monday.
Yeah, I mean, the post purchase is something that's very overlooked. So everybody thinks about how many dollars, how many euros, how many pounds they can drive on one particular day on a sale day. The post campaign reviews, never better time to engage with your audience and your customers, especially new customers, about the experience and the product and everything else as well. You know, it's a great way. It's a bigger engagement apart from just letting the till ring from transactions. And that's part of that overall strategy that we get people to work on. And educate them on, but absolutely 100%. You know, as I said, you know, the whole communication strategy, if there's delays in that product that they did buy in cyber, they need to know and they need to be kept up to date with it. Otherwise, that just creates a massive negative backflow, which is up and down to the sort of on the customer side, which can really hurt the business as well.
Exactly. Can you think of any good examples of what brands did on Black Friday and Cyber Monday in the past that you saw as a great app marketing strategy?
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few brands that I've seen that really launched the pre-VIP sale, I think if you can call it that term, you know, whether it's VIP or whether it's just premium customers. So, you know, as I was saying at the start, you know, there can be different discounts for different people and different segments and different cohorts. So I think, you know, what a lot of people like to do is reward the most loyal customers rather than they're in a bun fight with everybody else on the same day when the sale goes live at 9 a.m. in the morning. So, you know, there's a pre, you know, let's call it a pre-Black Friday sale that might happen on the Thursday or the Wednesday before the Friday, you know, with a for their valuable customers. And we've seen some really good brands, things like sort of kind of House of Fraser and people like sort of kind of G-Star and sort of stuff, they do some really, you know, interesting sort of kind of strategies around that. So I think, and there's lots of brands that do that pre-sale now, that exclusive, you know, and let's call it more of a loyalty strategy than anything else. And I've seen, you know, quite a few others which are basically extended with a limited product range. I've seen some really good campaigns where they used it to re-engage customers that have previously bought some time ago that could be classed as churn customers. So rather than spend heavily on a social retargeting campaign to try and convert them back to the brand, to use special incentives within cyber to drive just a purely engagement strategy. And there's been quite a few sort of, you know, really sort of kind of strong brands around that to say, not necessarily uninstall the app, but should we just say disengaged or, you know, they're just not acting with the app on a sort of daily basis and searching and browsing, but just not buying. So a lot of brands have kind of used that to really sort of kind of drive activity back. So there's, you know, I think there's quite a few good examples from that sort of side there.
I see. So Cyber Monday could be a good excuse, good occasion to remind about your brand to your customer, because you know people live pretty complicated lives. They have a lot of stuff on their hands to deal with, and it may not be their fault. They meant to use the app, but it just, you know, fell out their radar at some point. So yeah, Cyber Monday could be a good spot on the calendar where they can remind about yourself. Now we all do mistakes. Well, it's just given. Some ideas we believe are great turn out to be a disaster later on. Can you recall any examples of such for Black Friday and Cyber Monday at marketing campaigns?
Yeah, I think the classic cases, and I've worked with some sort of very large, I won't talk them about by name, but some very large household high street names. And, you know, where they've actually sent campaigns out to people that, have kind of, they've imported the weird and wonderful segments that are very disengaged, and there's been some GDPR issues because, you know, the marketing team used this kind of great excuse to go, like, let's just send it to everybody, every possible, what they call the addressable database, which is everybody within that. So that sometimes creates a massive negative backlash. I've also seen brands that have put products out there that are so heavily subscribed that they've sold out very quickly. Mm-hmm. And that's been created a massive negative PR backlash. So, you know, something so good, which is sometimes you think brilliant, but they've oversubscribed on orders and then had to let a lot of people down and say, I know you placed an order and paid for it, but we now can't fulfill that order. So I think there's, you know, a couple of really good sort of kind of classic cases from that. I once had a customer who sent out a campaign, and they sent through a test account to their CEO's test account. And if you know Gmail, it pulls a certain image through on the Gmail account and sends out to all their campaigns of their CEO on his boat in a pair of shorts. You know, out to all their customer base. Actually, weirdly enough, that wasn't a failure, that was a success, because it was a really unusual one that people clicked on. So I guess it was a failure for the business from a PR perspective, from a successful one for clicks in. So from click on campaigns and actually sort of stuff there as well. So, but yeah, I mean, I would definitely think about, you know, what's the strategy that you're trying to achieve? You know, as I said, is it, you know, we've got one strategy for any re-engagement, we've got one strategy for conversions to drive in new customers. And we've got one strategy to reward very loyal customers that might be a pre-sale or a higher discount. So, you know, trying to have one strategy to fit all, that's tended where it goes wrong.
Okay. Do you have any takeaways for brand marketers? Something that will stick in their mind for this episode?
Yeah, I mean, I would say a couple of things. I'd say number one, segment, customers, individually, really think about what you're going to send, how you're going to send it, and how you're going to send it. Strategy. So really do sit, think about the purpose of it, the goal of what you're trying to achieve, and align the segments accordingly. Plan the strategy, plan the post-sale campaign strategy of what you're going to do next. You know, acquisition's great, but retention's better, and loyalty is even better than that. So, you know, follow up what's next as part of that workflow from the campaign of these customers that you're going to drive on this particular day that they may not have seen before, that have landed on your brand. It's what you've got to give them a good customer experience. You know, they're not just here from a transaction. They're here from a transaction and an experience. Make sure that experience is good. So, you know, making sure that, you know, apps don't fall over, for example, for capacity planning, making sure that websites don't fall over are the sort of kind of key 101s. So a technology to make sure it's kind of robust and sort of set up and sort of stuff there as well. Back to my point, making sure the product is available for people to buy. Mm-hmm. And that's a, you know, that's a key message. But ultimately it's, you know, start early. The best plans are always planned out, rather than last minute. Also drive a omni-channel strategy. You know, a lot of people will be on the app, but if they're not using the app for whatever reason, but the not the people who have churned and uninstalled it, but the people who just haven't logged into the app for some time, so they just may not see those campaigns or might not have that brand loyalty to push that. But they might be very active on social, or they might be very active on email, or WhatsApp, or SMS messages, or the host of things in between. So do that channel strategy, work out what the best channel to communicate that offer to those people is. Work out sometimes what the best time to send it is. You know, it's, you know, we're noticing a massive sort of kind of advantage around looking at sort of kind of time optimization, understanding if you want transactions. If you send it to somebody when somebody's rushing to work, the chances are they may click on it, but they won't necessarily buy. You know, if you send it in the evening when somebody's slightly more relaxed, sat there, they put the kids to bed, they're watching TV, and they get an offer through, the basket value is likely to be bigger. So all these things are really sort of kind of key things to look at around the strategy side.
Okay, that's great. Before I let you go, very final quick question. How can people get in touch with you and more, know more information about what you do?
Absolutely. Certainly look on MoEngage, which is www.moengage.com, or feel free to reach out myself. It's jason@moengage.com.
Terrific. Jason, thank you so much for being on the podcast and spending time with us. Thank you. And that was Jason Smith, VP of Sales, UK and Europe, and MoEngage. To listen to more episodes, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts. Just search for Business of Apps and you will find us easily. We release episodes on Mondays, so subscribe and you will be able to get new episodes on your smartphone, tablet, or computer as soon as we release them. And please don't forget to leave us a review or comment on iTunes. It is highly appreciated. And all episodes will also be available on businessofapps.com. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Business of Apps podcast. For more, head on over to businessofapps.com.